Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Alan Costner. I'm a regional director out of the Southern Ohio Marketplace, and I want to take this opportunity this morning to welcome you to our morning mojo call. I am so honored and blessed this morning. I get to kick off a month. And I think this is the first time since I've been doing Money Mojos that I got a chance to kick off a month. And I'm excited about that this morning because to follow some of the people we have to follow, I mean, it is absolutely phenomenal. Because, see, we do these Morning Mojos Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays every day. And it's about a 10 to 15 minute motivational inspirational, give you some know-how type kind of calls. And this morning we're hoping to do the same thing. But hey, but listen, you need to be on the call tomorrow and Thursday because we've got two dynamite speakers coming tomorrow. We've got the maestro himself, Mr. Larry Adler, and we've got the queen of the Midwest, Ms. Donna Perkins, and she'll be wrapping up the weekend. You're in for just a phenomenal treat from them. I love hearing them do their mojos. And this morning, and it's really those past mojos that have really inspired me this morning. And I have this topic this morning I want to use. It's called Stay Focused. Stay Focused. And it really goes back to the things that it started with Ms. Gabriel with her training, one of her Monday night trainings, where she was talking about not comparing yourself to others. And we've followed that up with Dr. Hunter and Ms. Greasy and Special K, Dr. Crystal Miles. They all came right behind that with some related topics, and it all falls into place. And this morning, as I began to prepare for this, I began to think and say, why do we compare ourselves to others? Why do we go down that path? Why do we take that venture and begin to do that? And I came up to some reasons here, and I want to lay those out for you this morning if I could. Because, see, the first reason that I think we start comparing ourselves to each other is related to who we're hearing from. See, the people who are, as they say, getting inside of our heads and those people who are talking to us. And see, one of the things that I've learned to do is that I've learned to listen to everybody, but I only hear from experts or people who have a vested interest in where I'm, what I'm doing and where I'm going. Because, see, I amounted to, if you ever watched the Peanuts with Charlie Brown and the teacher would ask him questions and how he heard it was wah, wah, wah. Well, that's when you've got to have that type of sense that when you're listening to people who are not giving you stuff that really is going to help motivate you, move you, or inspire you, basically you've got to just listen to them because you want to be nice to everybody. But you need to basically hear from those people who are feeding into you, even when there's things that they're telling you that you don't like. Because, see, it's all for a purpose. And then the other thing is because, there is a difference between hearing versus listening. Understand it. I'm going to take my time here for a moment because you got to understand this. See, when you're listening, it's just a noise. It's what's around you. But when you hear it, you begin to internalize. You begin to finds a resting place to you. Because, see, I can sit, and if you're talking some things that really are touching and hitting me, it stays with me. It does not leave me. It says it all comes back to remembrance. But if you're just talking and you're talking foolishness, basically it goes in one ear and out the other because I'm not hearing you. But I had even a better one is that back in December of 2018, I was at an international event with President Greg Provenzano, and he made this very profound statement that still resonates with me still to this day. He said, listen, if the people you're hanging with and the things you're doing are not getting you to the goals and objectives that you want in life, then quite frankly, maybe you ought to stop hanging with those people and stop doing those things because you're never going to get to where you need to get to, because he understood that you had to stay focused. But then I broke it down even a little bit further, and I went to went to the topic of imprinting, and T. Harv Eker in The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, he basically talked about that imprinting. See, it's the environment, it's the people we've been talking to and listening to, basically, and if we heard those people that we should have been listening to, but we're hearing them, we have now internalized it, and it begins to imprint us. It begins to stop us, and it begins to hold us. You know, I even observed that basically when you get to the place where you start comparing yourself to people, you're bringing all your past and you're dumping it on somebody else. We have to actually put a stop to that. We have to bring ourselves to the place where we understand that we are not comparing ourselves to the other. We're staying focused. Because, see, if you have your goals and objectives in place, and I love Regional Vice President Ms. Nancy Holzman last night when she talked about basically setting those goals and defining where you want to get to. Because, see, when you're focused, you don't have time to compare yourself to anybody else. You're staying focused on the particular task at hand. And I'm going to be a little bit transparent here this morning, if I could. I'm going to tell you a story on how the rhino got birthed. Because, see, it comes from this very same thing. Because, see, at one point, remember there was a time when there were three beautiful young ladies who hit the 200-point milestone. That was Miss Tina Kasinji, Miss Chastity Leonard, and Miss Valerie Reed. They hit it, and they did that. Miss Gable put them on her podcast, and you know, and I watched the podcast, and you know, and right after that, I had a conversation with Miss Gable, and I said, "Listen, I'm going to be the next 200-point champion in this team." Because, see, I was comparing myself to them. And I love that she had the wisdom and the foresight that she said, "I need to check that, boy." She said, "Yeah, really?" She says, "If you do it, I'll put you on my podcast, too. What's more, we'll do it next week." Now, this was on a Thursday, and I had to a Wednesday to get it done. And, you know, when you get caught doing something and you want to try to, as they say, stand your ground, you want to be big and bad, I said, "No problem. I can handle it." And when I got off the phone, I said, "Are you crazy? Did you realize what you just did? You just wrote a check that your mouth just wrote a check that your butt can't cash. What are you going to do?" And I said, and I was in a state of panic. And then when I said, "God just dropped in, get focused, look and see what you can do." And what I did is I sorted through all the services and I came up with identity theft protection. And I said, "Okay, I can hang my hat on that." And so at that time, now you gotta understand, I only had maybe about 90 some points and I needed to get to 200 in less than 5 days. And so what I did is that I focused. I put my blinders on, I ran, and I got, and what I did is I think I wound up getting 114 points. But what it did is that it created a momentum that took me to 300 points. Because what? I stayed focused in the moment. I didn't look and try to compare myself to anybody else. I didn't ask myself what would somebody else did. I focused on the task. And this morning, you're being given the opportunity, the privilege to focus yourself. You're being given the ability to, as they say, to look down the tunnel. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. Just look straight ahead. See, that's why I love the rhino. See, you got to go back to the philosophy of the rhino. See, the rhino has that horn in the middle of his head, and he can only see one way. He can only see straight ahead. Because, see, if anything distracts it or what it happens behind him, he has to turn his entire body around to see what's happening. So by the time he turns back to where he was, he's lost focus and he can't see. So he always keeps his eyes on the prize. He never takes his eyes off of it. But moreover, see, he has that thick skin, that tough exterior, because he doesn't care what anybody says or what anybody does. He's going through. He's focused. He doesn't care. But see, I even broke it down a little bit further, because see, if you ever watched a rhino's ears, see, his rhino ears are like radar. See, he's listening. He's hearing everything around him. See, nothing sneaks up on him. Nothing will deter him, because see, he's that locked in. Because see, this morning, you have to lock in. And this morning, I'm going to challenge you. Focus in and meet me in Orlando. Because, see, in Orlando is where you can actually, as they say, focus it all in. Bring it all together. Get yourself to the place where you are. And ladies and gentlemen, this morning, I'm just a rhino. Just stopping by to share a little love and a little joy with you this morning and hoping that you will stay focused because your goals is at hand. God bless you. Have a sweet and fabulous day.